You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where the heck's my music?
Yeah, yeah.
Come on. Were you high over there, Al? Is that why you didn't hit the music on time?
Hey, man, I'm just having some weed right now.
Oh, boy.
Because I'm cool. Welcome back to the warm-up program. Jerry's in for Boomer today. So I've got CeeLo here today. Good morning, CeeLo.
Oh, good morning.
So there's so many people like I'll see on social media that I've never heard of, and yet they have like following of people.
That doesn't surprise me.
And then their bio doesn't tell you squat about them. Mm-hmm. So it's like I'm like, I don't know how do you.
They're so big that they don't need a bio. Everyone else, and you might not know them. Other people do though.
I feel like everyone needs a bio. So yeah. There's a guy named Dan Clark who's got 57,000 followers. So it's not a ton. It was a decent amount.
Sure.
And his profile on Twitter is just MLB, that he Dan Clark Sports MLB on X. I have no idea. Does he work for X? I have no idea. But he brought up a good point about Nestor Cortez.
Okay.
And I like to give credit where I see the thing I want to reference. You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. Also, I don't want Dan Clark to be at home going, man, I said this, and this punk on WFN, give me no credit. I'm Dan Clark.
He's got a link to a website here where he does some writing.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Does say writer.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway.
Go right ahead.
So I see the Yankees take 2 of 3 from the Guardians. Nestor Cortez was on the mound yesterday. And Dan Clark posted a video of Nestor Cortez and wrote, this so-called move by Nestor Cortez should be illegal. A very mediocre pitcher trying to find an unethical advantage. This type of stuff belongs in Savannah Bananas, not in the major leagues. This is a move that I guess is legal that Nestor Cortez does where he kicks his leg up,
yeah,
brings it back, fake throws.
That I'd not seen before. The fake throw part was new.
Fake throw to the plate.
That was the new part.
And then pitches.
Yeah.
A punk move.
Yeah, I did.
Not a good pitcher move. I'm with Dan Clark on this one.
I mean, listen, I'm all for he will vary his motion, his delivery. There'll be a delay, a hesitation, like those sort of things have been done before to try to throw off the rhythm or the timing of the batter. I had not seen the fake throw. Yeah,
look at CBS has it.
Leg kick thing, the fake throw. That was new. I had not seen him do that. Maybe he had at some point. I had not seen that.
I would yell balk. I would just go balk.
Yeah.
Balk. I don't even care if it's a technical balk or not. That's a balk.
Right.
Or I would charge them out and punch them right in the face.
I'm like, they're going to do that. No.
Punch them right in the face. Not only that, it doesn't work, Nestor.
It doesn't?
No. The guy, he didn't throw the ball past the dude.
No, I get
on
that.
On his stupid kick.
The fake throw part, I agree. I'd imagine that that's like one of those loophole things that.
Right.
Might get closed up in short order.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a new layer to some of Nestor's tricks.
I'm all for cool move like Louis Tiant,
yeah.
The pitcher. He used mm-hmm. to do this weird spin move, but it was all part of his motion and every pitch was that way.
Right, consistency.
Yeah, Dan Quisenberry, Kenta Colvey, the Submariners, the what do you call that pitch where they like just floated up in the air?
The floater, no?
Yeah, no, there was a guy, there was a name for
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
Pitch or Ufa's pitch or Ifa's pitch, whatever. Yeah. This is a whole new level of Savannah Banana type behavior.
Yeah.
I'm with Dan Clark on this one.
Maybe that's what Nestor is destined for.
Well, then go to the Savannah Bananas because this is the Yankees. The Yankees won't let you have a beard, but they'll let you do tricks on the mound. Come on.
Well, the Yankees, you'll get this. If George were alive.
If George were alive, he'd have pulled Nestor Cortez right off the field.
He wouldn't stand for this nonsense.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady.
A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
I don't know how often he does this move, Nestor Cortez.
I don't think I've seen him do the fake throw. I've seen him do the
hesitation.
I don't know.
That one time in the game. Why?
Not sure.
The dude fouled off the pitch, so it's like, didn't work. Now what?
Maybe that's why he didn't bring it back. Didn't even throw it by him. Let's tuck that one away.
I mean, people were mad at A-Rod on the pop-up that went to Luis Castillo that A-Rod yelled, "I got it," or whatever the hell.
You're combining two different things.
That doesn't sound like me.
I think it was the Blue Jays when
A-Rod yelled ha.
Rounding third base, I believe. He hit the pop-up that Luis Castillo dropped in shallow right field.
Oh, okay. A-Rod hit that one.
And they won the game.
Combining things.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. But there was another one where he was running between second and third, rounding third. I think it was third base.
Like if Jerry's a big little league coach sort of guy.
Yeah.
If one of Jerry's Little League kids pulled this Nestor Cortez move, Jerry would pull him right off the field and tell his parents, take this kid home and punish
him.
No,
I don't think he would do that. I think he would take the young man aside and have a conversation with him.
But Jerry would be like, what are we doing?
He'd probably say it in a more positive, supportive way.
This is like just not right.
Yeah.
I don't like it one little bit, Celia.
I don't like it either. I understand the point of view.
By the way, how am I not seeing everybody complaining about this? Dan Clark,
I would venture to guess, just because that's the only one you saw that popped up on your feed, doesn't mean it was the only one that was being critical of it. Yeah, that is right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Probably, you know what everyone else was doing? Smoking weed, watching it, going, oh, Nestor Cortez is so cool, man. I'm just having some weed, man. Let him fake pitch.
Maybe Nestor was smoking weed between. I'm kidding, obviously.
I'm sure they'd allow it in baseball. Yeah, nothing we could do about it. It's weed. Everyone's getting weed now.
Oh, boy.
Nestor, have some weed.
It's become weed day, weed morning here on the warm-up show.
Nestor, kick up your fake leg, fake pitch, smoke a blunt, then deliver the ball. Okay, Nestor. So I want to see that outlawed. I want Rob Manfred today to come out and say that pitch is outlawed.
I don't know that you're going to get that today. Sorry, I'm distracted. I'm
going to send an email.
A-Rod Blue Jays. I got it.
I have Rob Manfred's email. I'm going to email him this morning. I'm going to say,
answer you. The podcast people that you are PR people gave you the old cold shoulder, stiff arm. I'm sure Commissioner Manfred will get right back to you on that.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, hey, Rob.
What's going on here?
Is this Savannah Bananas playing?
We got to clean this up. You got to get this out of the game.
Yeah. What is this? By the way, how's that not violate the pitch clock? That took a few seconds to
into it early on.
This is why Nestor Cortez should be happy he doesn't have to bat, because I'd have put one right in his back.
Well, no pitcher has to deal with that anymore, except Shohei Ohtani when he comes back to being a pitcher.
Of course, that pitch that I threw would have hit him at 37 miles an hour. Probably wouldn't have hurt that much.
Laughed on his way out of first base.
Might have laughed at me, but I would have sent a message.
Oh, yeah.
That's for damn sure.
I think they would have turned down your hit-by-pitch. Nah, I'm good. I'm going to stay right here. Throw the next one.
You can't turn down a hit-by-pitch.
I know.
You have to take the base.
Yes.
Let's take a quick break here, Steve. Okay. When we come back, I have a number of other baseball items I would like to get to.
Any weed items on there?
No, I don't want to talk about weed.
That.
I don't want to give weed any more promotion.
Power.
I don't want to give it any more free publicity that it's already gotten. And then Gio with Jerry Recco will be here at 6. Mm-hmm.